Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Elena Di Giovanni from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. Today we will know more about the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. And to do that, we're joined here by
Pius Majerskis,
who is the Lithuanian ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. Welcome to Fred, Pius, and thank you for being with us.
Hello.
First of all, tell us about this project that you decided to join, and why did you decide to apply for 27 Times Cinema?
So I think the 27 Times Cinema project is about bringing different cultures together and embracing their differences and trying to find common ground while watching films. And for me, it means finding the European voice within me and understanding the uniqueness of Europe and of being a European person. As most of us do, probably on social media, basically the cinema that I am ambassador of posted the 27 Times Cinema logo and I just jumped in, yeah.
Okay, good. I read from your profile that you tend to watch films more and more. And for example, that you are a fan of Michelangelo Antonioni. Is that correct? You mentioned Michelangelo Antonioni.
Yeah, he's a recent discovery. The last year I've seen 3 or 4 of his films and I was really amazed. I think he's my favorite director now.
Oh, that's good. And who was your favorite director before Antonioni?
I don't have one. Before that, I have a few, but I really like Jim Jarmusch and Michael Haneke.
Okay, great. I seem to recall that you mentioned that your favorite film theater is the BFI in South Bank, London.
Yeah.
Why is that, and what kind of experience have you had there?
I feel it's one of those places where, because of the diversity of the films shown, a lot of them are from the last century, a lot of them are historics, classics. Because of that, a lot of people that are truly interested into film come. And I've had this unique experience of seeing a full room of people filled with... They were basically... All of them were elderly people, and they were watching La Strada by Fellini. And everyone was interacting with the film, laughing and talking, and I thought that was just an amazing experience because I had never experienced something like that before, yeah.
We are at the film festival, the Venice Film Festival. What are the main film festivals in your country, and have you been involved in any activity?
Yes, so we have two biggest ones. One is Vilnius International Film Festival, or VIFF. And the other one is Scanorama, and I've been volunteering for both of them. But with the Vilnius International Film Festival, I've been also included in an initiative for young people, which is called Young Programmers. And basically 14 young people were selected from Lithuania, and they were assigned to assemble a part of the program in the festival and present it and communicate it and all, going through the process of festival making. So that was the experience with the festivals.
Okay. How do you see yourself in 10 years' time? Possibly in connection with cinema?
Yeah. It's very hard to predict considering the past experience I've had with trying to foresee what's going to happen. But I really hope that I will invest myself in filmmaking or as a main goal. But then I really like making music and sound design as well. So, and it's really connected with film as well. And I feel that 80 or 70 at least percent of the overall audiovisual experience comes from sound. So I'd like to fuse both, play doing filmmaking and doing music, and maybe on the side if I have the opportunity, I'd really love to participate in film festivals, but because the experience is just something else, yeah.
That's great. It sounds like you have great projects. Good luck on them, and thank you for sharing your experience with us as the Lithuanian ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. To all our listeners, thank you for being with us, and don't miss our next interviews with the jury members of the 27 Lux Film Prize. This is Elena Di Giovanni for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.